All right. Hello. Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the 80s Underground Show getting underway here on KSCU Santa Clara and also on andhow.fm. I got a special show cooked up for you today, counting down the best underground albums of 1983, a great year for music. And I'm starting with number 27 because that will bring us 2 hours worth of countdown today. It's Ministry and their debut full-length album With Sympathy. C80s Underground.
I got.
There you go. Released in June 1983, and a highlight of that band's illustrious career, Fire Dance's album from the beloved Killing Joke. That's the title track from it. Great record, one of their best. And an alarming video for that song to boot. If you ever get a chance to check it out, I recommend it. It's a little disturbing, but very cool visual aspect to that track. It is the 80s Underground radio show here on KSU and AndHow.fm. We're counting down the best albums of 1983. It's always fun to do lists. That's the theme for today's show. And they're at number 26, our second, as we count down toward number one, as determined by the 80s Underground Research and Development Department, a very studied, thorough group. We started off with Ministry before that at number 27 with their album With Sympathy, often dismissed by Ministry fans. It's a little more on the synth pop leanings as opposed to the industrial madness that they forged later on, but pretty remarkable debut considering where most music was in 1983. It's a pretty good album. And I always like playing it and visiting some of the tracks on it. Revenge was the track we heard from Ministry. And I started with number 27 because that's how I sort of mathematically determined at the end of 2 hours I'd get to number one. So that's the goal. But I've compiled a bunch of records. I'll post it later on the Facebook page, favorite albums of 1983. And I will have today's podcast and playlist up there as well later on today. So please check that out if you haven't already. Facebook.com/80sunderground. And with that, let's get up to number 25 on the list. This record kind of put this band on the map. They'd been around for a few years prior. Much more of a scrappy kind of punk edge sound. They got a little more pop with their Good as Gold record in 1983. Of course, you know them with the hit single China. But this track here, one of my favorite album cuts from the Red Rockers Good as Gold album. It's called Fanfare for Metropolis. Number 25, the best of 1983.
We're in. It thinks I'm Falcon.
Shall we play a game?
Let's play Global Thermonuclear War.
Fine.
All right.
Take some money. Have what you desire, if and when you see the fact, they will lead us to the land of milk and honey. Work all day or work all night, it's all the same. If you want the pay,
really
some drive tank, or some are bank, or some are work, or some are not. It is time for a party, liberation for the nation now.
Thank you.
There you go. Second only to Def Leppard, who's one of the best bands to emerge from Sheffield, England. Kidding, of course. Although some may disagree. Heaven 17 on the 80s Underground, best of 1983, a band that took their name, one of the greatest movies of all time, A Clockwork Orange. That's their Luxury Gap album from 1983, from Heaven 17, Crushed by the Wheels of Industry, the track there, which I think was also a single from that record. Very nice record. One of the more prominent releases from that band's repertoire. At number 24 on the list, best albums of 1983. Before that, we had the Red Rockers and their great Good as Gold LP featuring Fanfare for Metropolis, the track I played for you. It is the 80s Underground. We're counting down the best of that great year in music, 1983. Sort of an ongoing theme now that I've started. Every month or a couple of months, I'll pick a year, count down the best records, see where that takes us. So we're at number 23 now on the list with a great record here by the very much underground outfit called Dance Society. This, I believe, their first full-length record. They had some EPs and singles prior to that. The album's called Heaven is Waiting. It's Dance Society, number 23.
Bye. Atari 2600.
Now get up to $30 in rebate offers plus a free Pac-Man.
It's the best of 1983 on the 80s Underground.
Smile on my blank face because you can't get there.
The 80s Underground, best albums of 1983, and a band right there that's sometimes I feel doesn't quite get the notoriety they deserve. Very much an underground post-punk band. Sad Lovers and Giants, number 22 on the list with their Feeding the Flame LP, which I think was their second full-length album. In my opinion, the best stuff that they ever put out. Great record. Great underground post-punk record. Imagination, the track there. From Sad Lovers and Giants. Before that, The Dance Society. Great record from them. Probably their high watermark from 1983. The Heaven is Waiting LP, Somewhere, the name of the track. We're counting them down toward the number one album of 1983. You can probably guess what it might be. But you have to wait. Because we're going to number 21 right now. A record originally thought to be a solo record from frontman Matt Johnson, but it was released on Epic Records as the Soul Mining LP. It's number 21 on the best of 1983. The.
Surprised that the time on the clock was the time. I usually return to the place where I cleared my head, but just for today, I think I'll lie here and dream of you. I've got you under my skin where the rain can get in, but if the sweat pours out, just shout. I'll try to swim and call you out.
having you, animals. It's a pleasure to be introducing one of the most innovative rock groups who are now riding the crest of the new wave. So without further ado, let's have a big welcome for the fabulous B-52.
There you go, perhaps the finest song ever written about making counterfeit money, the B-52s. So we go into another song there. B-52s on the Best of 1983 Countdown here on the 80s Underground. That's at number 20 on the list, the Whammy LP. Great record from them, released in 1983. Legal Tender, the track there. The made the cut before that at number 21. With Uncertain Smile, the track, which I believe was one of the singles from their Soul Mining LP, debut full-length record from The, back in 1983. Sad Lovers and Giants on the list before that. We're counting them down toward number one, the best albums of 1983. You will find today's playlist and podcast will be posted up later today at facebook.com/80sunderground, so be sure to check that out. As I get back to the countdown here, shifting gears a little bit sound-wise, this L.A. band that I'm going to play for you led the bleeding edge of the Paisley underground scene, sort of a 60s revival spearheaded by a bunch of bands in Southern California. Their debut record, Emergency Third Rail Power Trip, is an 80s underground classic of the college radio circuit, especially. It's Rain Parade, number 19 on the best of 1983.
Made me cry out loud.
There you go. One of the great debut albums of the decade. And number 18 on the list of best of 1983. Wire Train there in a chamber. The debut record with the lead-off single there, Chamber of Hellos. It is the 80s Underground best albums of 1983. We're counting them down. Rain Parade was at 19, by the way. We're up to 17 with a perennial favorite of the 80s Underground set. It is the 3 o'clock.
To open our show, we bring you an act who at first may shock you, but once you get to know them, they'll just boggle your mind. The Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo.
Nothing bad ever happens to me. Nothing bad.
And him down the road. There's somebody else that I don't even know.
Released July 1983, a high watermark for Oingo Boingo right there, the Good For Your Soul album. Perhaps my favorite Oingo Boingo record, bunch of good songs on it, including that one there, Nothing Bad Ever Happens To Me. We're counting down the best albums of 1983 here on the 80s Underground Show on KSCU and AndHow.fm. Love that record. I still cherish my original cassette of that one. Number 16 on the list there, Oingo Boingo. Got their start on the Gong Show back in, I think it was 1977 as a art project slash performance art project slash band, the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo. Number 17 on the list, we had the 3 O'Clock with their great debut full-length album, the 16 Tambourines LP featuring the single Jet Fighter, which I played for you. Number 18, we had Wire Train and their In a Chamber album. We're heading toward the second half of the show. I got to do some time management to make sure we get to number one at the end of the show today. So with that, let's jump right into number 15 on the list. The Church are always a favorite on the 80s Underground, and they released a bunch of good records throughout the decade, including the Seance LP released in May 1983. A little bit darker, a little more brooding than their first couple of albums. This is one of the more upbeat tracks on it. And a favorite of mine, the song is Dropping Names. This is from the Church's Seance LP, the best of 1983. I want the bread to begin to flow.
is at the side of my mind, so I opened it out to destroy what we thought was difference. So I lied to you once again, so I painted over you once again, so I died before you once again. What's the difference? What's the difference? Tell what you are, roll out these eyes, rip up this place and scream. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life, life. Shivering on the lampposts, shivering on the glass. You're standing on charisma again, but knows it cannot last. What's the difference? Skinny bones, what's the difference? So mirror what you are, pull out these eyes, rip up this place and scream. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life, life. And the car opening up to so much more, and the money is brighter with a wider smile, and the problem expands inside your head. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life, life.
Hinting ever so closely toward the emergence of Love and Rockets and Tones on Tail there. That's Bauhaus on the Best of 1983 Countdown here on the 80s Underground, KSCU, Santa Clara, and also on andhow.fm. And yes, that's number 14 on my list, the great final Bauhaus record, Burning from the Inside. Interestingly enough, that most of that record was recorded without Peter Murphy. He was apparently very ill at the time. So David J. Daniel Ash doing a lot of the vocal work, as evidenced on that track there, Slice of Life. And there, a couple years later, we saw the emergence of Love and Rockets, and the rest is history. But a great record from 1983, Bauhaus, on the Best of 1983 Countdown. Before that, we had The Church at number 15 with their Seance LP. Dropping Names was the track I played for you from there. Oingo Boingo, Good for Your Soul before that. We're counting them down. I will have today's list, playlist, countdown list, whatever you want to call it, as well as the full podcast will be posted at the 80s Underground Facebook page later today. So please check it out. Share the love and tell your friends and neighbors and such. Facebook.com/80sunderground. I will have it up there later today. And we're just moving in toward the second half of the show. I'm right about in the middle of the list as we get toward the number one record of the year. So number 13, let's shift gears a little bit with some scrappy American punk rock with The Replacements, a band who, by the way, is going on tour Once again, this spring, they're playing a handful of select dates, including April 16th here in San Francisco. Sold out shows, hard to get tickets, but they're still kicking. So let's go back to 1983. Hootenanny was the record the Replacements put out that year. And Color Me Impressed as I fire up the turntable. Let's do this. The best of 1983 on the 80s Underground. Number 13. Lucky 13. It's the Replacements.
Everybody.